From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. An apparent grenade attack has killed at least one person at a rally for Ethiopia's prime minister after a wave of recent reforms and sudden moves toward peace with neighboring Eritrea. At least 130 people have also been wounded. This is just weeks after he made a dramatic move toward peace with the neighbor Eritrea. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed was unharmed and later said the attack was conducted by forces who didn't want to see his country united. Eritrea joined him in condemnation. Prime Minister has only been in power for 2 months, and in that time he started a series of sweeping reforms to the country in addition to the proposed peace deal. U.S. President Donald Trump demonstrated Friday that there is no strategic shift to his overall tough approach to those attempting to illegally enter the country. He vowed to end the immigration crisis once and for all. Trump made remarks Friday where he presided over an event with so-called angel families, those who have had relatives killed by people who have entered the country illegally. Trump in his remarks also suggested those illegally in the United States commit more crimes on a statistical basis than citizens or residents. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Ben Fox toured a facility in Miami where more than 1,000 teens are held.
What they're trying to show is this is not a detention facility in the sort of traditional sense, right? So there are fences surrounding this place, but there's no razor wire. And there are guards at all the entry points, but they're not armed. The kids sleep in bunk beds, in steel bunk beds, in dorm-like rooms, right? So the doors have been removed, but the lights go out at night and there are no cameras.
That's AP correspondent Ben Fox. This is VOA News.